Daily Bread. That's the title of our thoughts for today. As a theme text, I chosen words of our Lord from Matthew 4 chapter and 4th verse. And it starts. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Do you remember in what occasion it was said? I think we all don't. It was during, right after consecration of our Lord and during his temptation on the wilderness, when he was tempted by Satan to make the bread out of stones. The temptation of our Lord would be a separate subject itself. However, let's think about the bread and what kind of bread we'll be thinking about and saying. Our Lord said, once he was fighting with Satan, it is written. How important is it to proceed our thoughts with those words? It is written. It is not my thought. This is not something which I came up with. It is written. This is word of God, which is written. Speaking of bread, this is the food. It is something which is keeping people alive. There is no bread or food guaranteed to give life on this earth other than word of God. Other than this, what proceeded out of the mouth of God. Looking for bread of life, let's take a look at it from different than earthly view. And this bread of life, it is different than our earthly bread, and water of life is different than just water we have here. It is just a picture which is showing us how much we need it. This is the life support. Bread, let's look at it. This is just the symbol. How it's made? First, we know brethren here are working hard to grow the grain, to grow the wheat, grow something which amazingly after it turns out to bread. But first, you have to take care of it. First, it has to grow, and we have to make sure that we will not pull this with weeds. We have to take care of it. Then, once we gather it, it has to be grinded. We will not be able to make a bread out of grains itself, just adding the water to it. It has to be grinded. We have to make flour out of it. And the bread which we see as a good bread, it consists of water and the flour. People were also adding a leaven to it, but we know about difference between the leaven and unleavened bread. The unleavened bread was made by Israelites who were leaving Egypt. Why unleavened? We know there is a picture to it, but we have to remember they were traveling for a long time. And the leavened bread probably wouldn't last that long. It has to be made of clear water, fresh water, and flour. So, brethren, we know about a special meaning of the bread. And how special bread is, this symbol is for all people. Looking at some of you here, I think some of you remember days long, long time ago. And I remember being, as far as I can reach my memory, I don't want to mislead you if I was 8, maybe 10 years old. We grew up in the same house as my other grandparents, who were not Bible students. But I remember my grandfather having a big respect to the bread itself. And once we children, sometimes, you know how much it takes to burst out laughing or make fun. It doesn't take much. It sometimes goes really easy. But we were very quickly rebuked by my grandfather once we were laughing at the table. Why? Well, those days, I remember, he told us, and remember, he was actually the man who was not really going to the Catholic Church, but his words were, eating is like a prayer. Don't make fun of it once you are eating. I remember that too today. So there was no laughing, no joking once we're sitting at the table with him. He was the man who went through the world war as a soldier. He was the man who went through hunger. And I was taught, especially by him, my parents as well, if bread falls off the table, pick it up, kiss it, and put it back on the table. Very special way of respect to bread. I don't remember to saying that by him to anything else, any other food, but that was about the bread. It was a big respect to it. I remember one thing. There was no bread in the garbage. Nobody threw out the bread to the garbage. There was a special container in the corner of the kitchen where the bread who was not good to eat supposed to be put there. If it was a dry, they could make it again, grind it, and use it for another kind of making another food. Or if it was really not good to eat for humans, it was chopped and given to animals, to hens, to chickens, or to other house animal or home animals. There were no such things, and throwing the bread away to the garbage. And I must tell you, we live in a different world right now, but this thought somehow stuck in my head for good. And somehow, once I see the bread thrown away to the garbage, well, we don't have any more animals in the cities. We have to somehow dispose it. But still, I do have that feeling that this is not right. Maybe because it was put into my heart once I was a child. I think that the respect to bread was learned by those who suffered the hunger. So what it is written about that special and symbolic bread? Let's read John 6, chapter 32 to 34. Why? Because it is written. Jesus therefore said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, it was not Moses that gave you the bread of heaven, but my Father giveth to you true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which cometh down out of heaven and giveth life unto the world. They said therefore unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall not hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Father, he is a giver of the true bread. Bread is giving life. Remember once Israelites were on the wilderness? They had to gather the bread, not once a week, every day. That was the daily bread. And as it is written here, bread of life is our Lord. This is Him, Logos, who came out of the mouth of Father. He is the one who is feeding us. Our hope for life is in God. It is in His promises. It is in His wonderful plan, which He had before foundation of the world. How nicely and how harmonious it is, the creation of man with the free will, that we can choose the right bread, we can choose obedience and life, or disobedience and death. We have a free will where we can search and fulfill His will, being fed by Him, and doing it from our own hearts. Not because we were made to do it. No, this is something which should come out of our heart, of our willingness, our free will. It has to come out of our hunger. We are hungry of His words. And from that hunger, we want to serve Him. We want that bread, as it was written, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Hunger of bread. Brethren, the hunger, literal hunger, is a serious thing. It can lead to death. If we will not remember to eat, then we will die. We must eat. We have to eat our earthly food. We had just an example. We had to get up in the morning, had to have a breakfast. We had a break at noon. We had a lunch here, thanks for brethren and the wonderful cook. And we will come back home in the evening, we have to eat again. Why? Because we have to keep our flesh alive and healthy. Let's compare this to hunger of Word of God. And that hunger, literal hunger of food, can kill our bodies. And literal hunger, lack of food, lack of Word of God, can lead to death of the new creatures. We must feed our new creature daily, hourly, to keep alive and grow. Are you hungry? Do you feel the need of feeding your new creature daily? I think we have an example set by our Lord in Matthew 6:11. You know what the passage is about. This passage is about our Lord who was teaching His disciple praying. Give us this daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. It's not weekly bread. It's not convention bread. It's our daily bread. Are we feeding our new creatures daily? What would we do as humans to save our food? Well, unfortunately, people learn to preserve their food, but they preserve their food by putting it to the freezer, putting the bread without leaven in the old days, and unfortunately to put some preservatives into it. Well, thanks to that, our bodies are not hungry anymore, but we are developing different diseases. But let's look at the Israel on that desert. What happened to them? If they kept the manna for the next day, was it good? No. Whatever left to the next day was not any use except a Sabbath. Because our Father, who hired us for work, he's giving us one day off as well. He does not want us to work over, be overworked. He wants us to rest as well and think about his things, not only about earthly things. But remember that bread on the desert was a daily bread. It was not good the next day. Brethren, we have a lot to talk about examples. And again, I would like to go back to the times where I know from just stories from all those brethren who remember those days, old days. And I think it was one sister in Siberia, which probably some of you heard about her. She was sent there to live. And with lack of physical food, you know what she had with her? It was a manna. That was the only book she had with her. And she was cherishing it and hiding it. Because the times were bad. It was during the times where it was not allowed. She didn't have a Bible. She didn't have a volume. She thought that she is the only one, and the only thing she had was that manna text, which was feeding her every day. There were another brethren who were called during the World War, after World War, to the police station and explained themselves about their beliefs. There was one sister during the Second World War, where the literature was not legal, and her father was a bookkeeper for a class, and she had the volumes, Bibles in his room. And when soldiers stormed into the apartment, she quickly sat on the sofa and kicked those books underneath. That's how those books survived. That's how brethren are preserving those. Something which we have access to it right now. Right here in front of me, I can have a Polish translation, French translation, few English translations of the Bible, English translation of volumes, all hymns. We can have all everything with us, not even connected to anything. And by those days, let's remember and let's have this respect to the Word of God, learning from those who didn't have it with them. They were defending truth and trying to preserve the bread and daily bread for themselves. They were hungry. Right now we have access to that food. It's like access to the supermarket. We are lost in those aisles of all the reprints, volumes, Bibles, this translation, that translation. We heard, you know, this translation is actually giving us the better explanation. And we are studying what that verse means. You are going to the Strong Concordance, comparing the numbers here and there. And let's put on the side that sister who had just a mana book for herself. We are thankful that this kind of hunger we can fulfill today. But I have to tell you what is written again, because there will be time of hunger. Amos 8th chapter and 11th verse, it is written, "Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord Jehovah, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst of water, but of hearing the words of Jehovah." Brethren, hunger is needed to appreciate food. People are going to work to get over the earthly hunger. They then preserving their food. And unfortunately, hunger is needed. Hunger is needed for people to feel hunger of words of God, and they have to ask for it. Remember saying that someone who is not hungry cannot understand somebody who is hungry. That the one who is not hungry cannot understand the one who is not. I'm not sure how about here, but I remember in old days on the country, once the man get up in the morning, before he had a breakfast, he took food and went out to feed the animals. You know why was that? Not to forget about it. Because if he was not hungry, he could easily forget that the animals are hungry. And it was a custom in the countryside that people were getting up in the morning, and before they fixed the breakfast, they went out and feeding the animals. Because they feel the need of eating. And that need of feeding will be a part of the whole world. Nowadays, Bible and Word of God is neglected. It's not really needed for people. People don't feel the need for that. People don't want to hear it. They are simply not hungry. They don't feel the need to study it. They are saying, you know, those words are too tough for us. I don't understand it. It's not for me. It's getting even worse. They are those who have a lack of respect and they are laughing at it. It is very hard for us to listen for it, to listen to it. It's like this garbage, it's like that bread in the garbage. It's hard to look at it. It's hard to hear it, like some people are making fun of the Lord and of His word. Others, they are trying to buy it. They are giving of getting money or giving money to get salvation. Churches are so hungry of getting their members that they are changing commandments. I remember in the old days, they pull out the second commandment about do not make the idols. Nowadays, they're pulling out other commandments. I was surprised seeing 10 commandments without do not commit adultery. And surprised how people are not hungry. But it's similar was at first advent of our Lord in Mark 7:13. It says, "Making void the word of God by your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do." People forgot what festivals are about, what holidays are about. Now it's about commercialism and money. Tradition passed from generations are goal in itself. It's about food, fun, and party. They don't know what that holiday is about and trying to twist it and make the profit out of it. People are not hungry now. They do not know that in the Bible is life. They do not know about what is written in there. People don't know about daily bread giving everlasting life. Those who are looking for bread are looking elsewhere, trading faith for scientific facts, looking everywhere but not in the Word of God. They are trying to explain what the faith is bringing to us. Brethren, who is hungry, come, our Lord said. Matthew 5, chapter and 6th verse. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they that hunger. Let's put on side our traditions, beliefs of this world, and gather together at our Father's table as His children to be assured, as it is written. As it is written in Psalm 103:13. Like as Father pitieth, having mercy, His children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear Him. And in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of Jehovah is a beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. People are now hungry, but they are hungry of different things. Money, being famous, need to wait. They need to wait for a different hunger. And we cannot do much about it now. We cannot make them eating if they are not hungry. But this time will come. And our approach to those is not that we are sending them to eternal tortures or making fun of them, making unpleasant comments. Let's wait. Wait for the hunger which will come. And for those who are hungry of this bread, who get hunger by something happened in their lives. Some trials, tough times. And if those feel the hunger, we gladly will break this bread with them and share good word of God. Brethren, the word of God in our lives, it's very powerful. And as our time is passing by, we would like to just quote Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and quick to discern thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the word of God. Before you even think about it, you're feeling this is touched by the word of God. This is the bread. This is what is giving us life. Ephesians 6:17. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And this is very interesting. Another subject by itself. But I just would like to mention that this is that sword of the armor is the only part of armor which is for fighting against evil. Not for fight our brothers, soldiers. But also that sword is also to guard us. The bread, Psalm 19:105. The bread, the word, is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. It is, brethren, forever and ever. The gospel, word of God. And we didn't come to that conclusion because it is written like this in 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord abideth forever. And this is the word of good tidings which was preached unto you. Brethren, ending our thoughts, let's pray to our Lord. And let's think about those words which our Lord passed on to us. Give us our daily bread. And let's use that bread. Let's use that bread daily. Let's keep that manna daily. My other grandfather, I think I mentioned it, some of you may hear that, once he came in the morning to house, he asked the question, what the new creature had for breakfast? And you know what it mean? What was the manna text? And as I have such a poor memory for numbers, I know that today manna text is taken from Matthew, probably 6th chapter or so, but it says about light. And this is good enough to keep you throughout the day. If you read this manna and just remember, okay, this manna was about this and that. Let's hold on to that bread. Take that lunchbox with you and hold on to that bread to feed your new creatures. And a great promise. Great promise which will be part of the whole world. This bread will be for everyone. Not yet now, but in the future. We have that hope, and we know because this is the plan of God. And we know because it is written. Let's not forget about feeding our new creatures. And let's repeat as disciples said to our Lord in John 6:34. They said therefore unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. May the Lord add his blessings.